Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're very happy to be joined by two filmmakers, Haley Pappas and Smiley Stevens. They have directed a new four-part documentary, which just debuted this week on Max. That's HBO streaming on Max. It is four parts, and part two is going to be coming up on Wednesday, October 30th, part three, Wednesday, November 6th, and then part four, Wednesday, November 13th. This is all at 9 p.m., 1 hour each. Smiley, let's start with you. I have to start with you with a name like that. No offense, Haley. When did this all come together? This is all because of someone, originally we knew her as Katie Griggs, right?
Yeah, so it actually started, the genesis of Haley and I learning about this story happened through a friend, a conversation with a friend, and she was raised in the 3HO community, which is the community Yogi Bhajan started, so pre-Katie Griggs. But she was raised there in New Mexico. Her parents became followers of Yogi Bhajan in the early 70s. And she was kind of just, yeah, telling us about her upbringing in Kundalini yoga. And neither of us had any idea that the history went so deep. And then we started looking into it and our minds were blown. And we also were, yeah, basically Vanity Fair was also doing similar research, but focusing more on Guru Jagat. And they we got connected through that subject. And so that's kind of how it all started.
So, Haley, wherein lies the compelling part where it's like, OMG, this needs to be a four-part documentary here?
I think there are many compelling parts. I mean, I think, as Smiley said, we came to this story sort of through the first generation and second generation individuals who were a part of this world. And I think those stories were fascinating and compelling enough, particularly the second generation, you know, these children who were either born or brought into the community. But then once we partnered with Vanity Fair and sort of the scope of the story expanded and we looked at the practice's modern presence and sort of its, you know, millennial reinvention, that became all the more fascinating to us. I think that there was so much that really, frankly, felt really relatable and really attractive. And to take apart, you know, the appealing parts from the less savory parts felt really interesting. But I think most of all, we became fascinated by and really wanted to examine sort of the character study of Guru Jagat, of how this young woman, you know, born and raised Katie Griggs, a blonde white millennial, went on to become Guru Jagat, this, you know, originally a seeker who turned yoga teacher and then a guru and then ultimately what many would deem a cult leader.
Well, that's something I was going to ask too, Smiley, because, you know, with the rise of yoga and hot yoga and Bikram and Kundalini and all these different types, goat yoga, and then, you know, what Haley was saying is true. Like, your next door neighbor is now a yogi, and it's like, you're from Terre Haute, Indiana. What are you doing? I mean, is there a freedom to that it's not exclusive to someone from maybe, you know, Asia or India? And yet on the other hand, is it also kind of dangerous that way?
Yeah, I mean, I personally have not tried goat yoga yet, but I really want to try that. Yeah, I mean, I think it goes back to Yogi Bhajan and, you know, he was the one that was credited bringing Kundalini to the West. And Guru Jagat really, you know, took all of her playbook from him. So I think it goes back to him. And, you know, it's the Kundalini yoga is like an all encompassing type of yoga. So it's super prescriptive, from the way you brush your teeth to the way you brush your hair. So it's actually like, it goes very, very deep in terms of like prescriptiveness of the yoga.
Darren, what I would just add is, I think, you know, to the notion of accessibility, I think that's one of the things that Guru Jagat really capitalized on. I think that she leveraged social media and her presence and a millennial appetite for sort of these, you know, spiritual practices that maybe weren't tethered to religious institutions, and this almost transactional sense of With a few breaths, you can change your income or your prosperity. I think that there is a lot that's really attractive about that. But I think that we see this with spiritual practices and the rise of social media today. It's a fascinating convergence, and it's sort of where a lot of spiritual communities are taking hold.
So, Haley, let me ask you this, because there's usually four parts. There's twists, there's turns, there's scandal, there are crises. Without giving it away, what are some of the little things that people are really like, ooh, you got to see this?
Yeah, there's quite a bit. We've struggled with this in these conversations and interviews. We're like, how do we tell and not tell? I think there are quite a few twists and turns. Some of it is frankly just peeling back the curtains and looking at how this institution was built, the inner workings, frankly, how it became big business. I mean, what started as sort of this grassroots yoga community then franchised almost like a McDonald's. You have like ashrams all over the world. They start big business, from Yogi Tea, which makes tens of millions of dollars a year, to Akal Security, which has government contracts, all over the nation and the world, frankly. And then you get into some really unsavory elements around, frankly, children and the things that children were put through and where they were sent. You know, children were sent to boarding schools overseas, separated from their parents, and some really sort of unsavory abuses of power. I think that, there is quite a comparison, and we are looking at two leaders of this practice, Yogi Bhajan and Guru Jagat. And I think that hopefully what you will see is, yes, they are both toxic in their own right, but I think Guru Jagat's wrongdoings pale in comparison to the abuses that we ultimately explore of Yogi Bhajan.
Well, I'll just add quickly. I mean, I think when we were developing this series, there was a twist that we would come across every single day when we were developing it. And it was just, every day was like a new thing that we hadn't even thought about would happen. And it was throw everything into chaos. And so I think, still things are unfolding, and there's still twists happening to this day. So definitely tune in to see those.
Well, let me ask you this, Haley, because there's one thing if you have like a salsa teacher, a tennis teacher, a personal trainer, that's one thing. But the thing about the yogi, it's almost an ethereal religious experience, whereas maybe they become not just father figures, maybe almost they're deified. So when these people start to get discredited, it's not like, oh, that was a scam the whole time. This can like crush your whole way you look at the world if you really bow down to the guy.
Yeah, it's,
I think.
Haley, did you cut out?
I think I lost you guys for a second.
Yes.
But go ahead, Smiley.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think like it's definitely it can be like shattering to your psyche when you realize you put all of your eggs in this one basket and followed this teacher. And then you realize that they're a human and they make mistakes and they do bad things. I mean, that's a lot of people in the community would have had to, reckon with this. And that is terrifying. And they've had, it's been a lot of people having to, face that reality. And that's why I think, there's a lot of support groups within the community that, they're all helping each other through this after finding out all of this information about Yogi Bhajan that really didn't pierce through, until 2020. So they're all still kind of figuring this out in real time and figuring out how to reckon with this.
I would also just add, and I think to your point, Darren, part of what makes this story and these individuals so complicated and messy is that, they're not, Guru Jagat, for instance, wasn't just a yoga teacher, particularly to the individuals who we spoke to. She was many people's boss, friend, spiritual teacher. She held so many different roles at once. So the abuses and the wrongdoings were complicated. It would be one thing to have a boss yelling at you, but when that person is also your spiritual teacher and the person you look to for guidance and approval, that harsh criticism comes with, or you're revealing vulnerabilities to these people. You're trusting them as you would your spiritual teacher. So then for that to be used and leveraged against you to punish you for a misstep in the workplace, it becomes really really fraught with problems.
It's a HBO original four-part documentary, Breath of Fire, and episode one is already available streaming on Max. You can get the next two, the next three Wednesdays at 9 o'clock. We've been speaking with the co-directors Haley Pappas and Smiley Stevens. Congratulations, you guys. This is very interesting.
Thank you so much.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. Some people call me Darren, and we will be back right after a quick break right here on Sports Byline.
Bye.
Bye.